Hi, can I please speak to Melissa?
This is her.
Hi, Melissa. Good morning. My name is Albert Ramirez. I'm giving you a call on a recorded line about the NEC baby formula lawsuit. How you doing today, ma'am?
Oh, good.
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the baby formula lawsuit?
Sure.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you file with the claim?
We had one earlier, but then they said that we didn't answer the email or something, so then they dropped it, so that's why I recalled a number.
Oh, got it. Okay, how long ago? Was that with this company, or?
No, someone else. Hartford,
someone else.
I think.
Okay, give me a sec. Let me see if I, let me first search, make sure that you're not in our system.
Okay.
Or if you are. 861.
Do you need my son's name or mine?
No, it would probably be under your information, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Nope, I don't see anything here. So, okay, so I need to ask really quick my manager in regards to, did you sign paperwork? Were you actually enrolled with an attorney already?
I didn't sign anything, I don't think. They did have me let them get his records, and they said that he qualified.
Okay, so then you probably did sign something if you granted them permission to pull your medical records. If
yeah.
They pulled medical records, that means that you probably signed something. So I'm going to need you to get a letter of release from that previous attorney. Because
okay,
otherwise
I have an email saying the case was released because I didn't answer an email.
Oh, isn't – okay, let me ask my manager if that's okay, right? Let me – one second. What is the email read?
Hold that really quick. I have to pull it. It's been a while. It's been over a year, so I have to find the email really quick. Versus if I wear it, but I'll just type NEC in it and it should pull up.
One thing you'll notice is that when you fight superheroes on roofs, it's actually really hard to see.
All right, ma'am. So, yeah, please go ahead and find it because I am going to need you to send that in to me just so that we have that as a backup. But in the meantime, are you okay if I proceed with the questions?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So then there's no attorney, and you're willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I think you said it was your son that was injured. What was he diagnosed with?
So he was a premature baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have the email. I can read it to you. But so he was a 26-week preemie, and he was diagnosed with NEC in the NICU, but he did not require surgery.
Okay. Is he still with us?
Yes.
Okay, good. And what injuries has your son sustained? Ongoing gastrointestinal or other bowel conditions, intestinal perforation, hole in the intestines, scarring or strictures in the intestines, sepsis, severe infection of the body, cerebral palsy, neurological damage.
During the stay, he had NEC and sepsis. He had to get an IV in his head. And then they treated him with medication and withheld feeds. It kept him in the NICU longer. But he has seen endocrinology, but we're done with that because now he's growing. It just made him stay small in the one percentile.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And do you have any medical records showing proof of diagnosis or injuries, or you'd be able to get those later?
We can get those because the other attorney got them pretty easy. I just signed a form and then they got them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And on what day, on what date was your son diagnosed?
He was, I don't remember the exact day, but he was born on November 13th, 2012. And I believe he was 1 month old when it happened, or maybe 3 weeks old.
Okay, what's his birthday again?
11/13/12.
2012?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so if his birthday was 11/13/2012,
mm-hmm.
So he was diagnosed like how many days after he was born?
I believe, I don't remember the exact days, it's 12 years ago now, but it was when he was 3 or 4 weeks old. He stayed in the NICU for 4 months.
Okay, let me write this down because I'm gonna need some help there. We have an awesome team here. My manager and my supervisor, they're really good about figuring out the dates. And so I'm gonna take down the birthday, and then we're gonna do some math. So 11, 13. 12, and then you said he was diagnosed around how many days after he was born?
20 to 30.
20 to 30?
Yeah.
Days?
Yeah, days.
After he was born, after birth.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, give me a sec. Let me run into their office real quick and make sure we're okay. All right, hold on, okay? Don't hang up, please.
Okay.